The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, May 2nd, 2014, and Presidential Release number 428. Jessica Reed and John announced the birth of their daughter, Lila Jane Reed, who came into the world on March 31st, weighing 7 pounds and 10 ounces. Jessica is vice president of the Fredericksburg chapter, and everybody's doing reasonably well, although Jessica is needing to recover somewhat from all of that. I want you to know that Carrie Schroeder, Fred Schroeder's daughter, was married on April 4th to her sweetheart of many years. I had the pleasure of being at the wedding, and a very joyful time it was. Carrie and Andy have had their honeymoon already, and they're back, and they are having a time, a joyful time, building a life together. Lori Stayer, who was the wife of David Stayer and a very long-time member of the National Federation of the Blind, died on Tuesday, April 29th. She had been ill for a spectacular long time. They lived on Long Island. David has been president of our affiliate in New York. He is now chapter president for our Long Island chapter. He said that Lori, before she died, instructed him to be in participation at the convention. You may know that David has been to the convention with Lori for these many, many years. She was a leader in our writers' division and a leader in a number of other ways in the Federation. I will miss Lori, and you might say a prayer for David. He has given the Jewish cantor welcome and prayer to the convention these many years, and he will be coming again, and undoubtedly he will offer a prayer for us. We now come to a special announcement. We have established a committee to promote 75 days of chapter building in the National Federation of the Blind. Here for an announcement about that is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma and a member of this committee, Jeannie Massey, who incidentally has taken the test to be certified in her career. And she has been certified, even though they tried to keep her from getting the test. She has been certified by the government as a proud member of her profession. Here's Jeannie Massey.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. As Federationists know, for almost 75 years, we have demonstrated that we can live the life that we want. However, as surprising as it may seem, there are thousands upon thousands of blind people across the nation who have not yet learned the positive message of the National Federation of the Blind. Many blind people have heard of the National Federation of the Blind, but have not properly been introduced to our philosophy. We know that the strengths of the movement comes from our grassroots. Dr. Maurer has appointed a committee conduct a robust, targeted campaign which will focus on chapter development. This will happen this fall when we begin to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind. This committee is called the 75 Days of Action. We have determined to organize 75 new chapters and to strengthen an additional 75. The 75 Days of Action will begin at our national convention in July in Orlando, Florida. We ask you, as the 75 Days of Action Committee, to consider becoming a part of our movement. Affiliate presidents will be asked to identify areas within their affiliates where we can focus our organizational development We will be asking the president and the leaders of the affiliates to identify those people within who will be a part of our committee and our movement to conduct the 75 days of action. The committee has been appointed by Dr. Maurer. Additional members will be nominated by the presidents of their affiliates and are being asked to contact the 75 Days of Action Committee. You may do so by emailing 75days@nfb.org or phone 866-543-6808. Fellow Federationist, accept the challenge. Each of us can be a part of the spirit of 75. The future is ours. Let's go make it happen.
Thank you very much, Jeannie, and may all of you who want to do it join the 75 Days in Action Committee. Now I have an announcement here from Mark Riccobono and Liz Spann, which says the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute is working on the National Center for Blind Youth in Science. With a grant from the National Science Foundation, the NFB will be introducing NFB STEM to you. That's STEM, the numeral 2, and then the letter U, which is capitalized. In the fall of 2014, this program takes place at regional science centers or museums around the country. It will serve 30 blind high school students and 60 blind elementary school students, expanding their access to information, education, opportunities in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or what is commonly now called the STEM fields. The program will kick off with a weekend leadership academy for the high school students who will be trained as peer leaders for the younger group of students. This older group will be called the apprentices, in as much as they will act as assistants to teachers in the program. They will be joined by the younger group, which will be known as the juniors, at the NFB STEM2U regional programs. In the first phase, the NFB STEM2U regional programs will take place in Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, and Columbus. Three additional sites further west will be announced at a later date, and they'll take place in 2015 and 2016. The NFB STEM2U regional programs will involve one day of hands-on learning through engineering. Students will work in teams to design and create a functional object by going through the phases of the engineering design process. The second day will give students the opportunity to explore the science museum independently with their group. The apprentices will act as assistants to the teachers and will help the juniors to understand that blind people can serve as leaders, not just followers. For more information and to apply for the program, you can visit a website, www.blindscience.org/NFB-STEM2U, which in this case is STEM, the numeral 2, and U, all lowercase. Or you can call here to the National Federation of the Blind and speak with Mark Riccobono or Liz Spann if you wish. We also have, from the same people, an announcement about the Bell Program, which says across the country, affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind are getting ready for a Summer of Braille Fun. This summer, 24 affiliates will host the NFB Bell Program, bringing fun Braille instruction to the blind children in each of the states. Help spread the word about the NFB Bell program. That's Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, for blind children, parents of blind children, and teachers in your area. You might share with prospective parents or students how excited and energetic young Ravina was when she spoke at last year's national convention about her experience at the NFB Bell program. Even if there isn't an NFB Bell program in your state this year, children may be able to attend programs in other states. Please find more information for each of the programs and the application for a Bell program at www.nfb.org/BELL-PROGRAM. If your affiliate is interested in hosting an NFB Bell program in the summer of 2015 or beyond, please get a hold of Natalie Shaheen at nshaheen@nfb.org to learn how your affiliate can join the NFB Bell program. And this announcement comes, as I observe now, from Natalie, from Mark, and from Liz Spann. I have an announcement here from Sarah Babler, who says that there will be a high school training program and a middle school training program at Blind Industries and Services of Maryland this summer. And those who wish to participate may learn more about it by getting on a website, which is www.bism.org/youth, or calling 410-737-2642. Cheryl Echeverria says that there is a new travel opportunity for those in the Federation. There was a travel opportunity last October, and there will be another one coming up this October, going to Music City, that is to say Nashville, October 6th through 10th. The amount that is required for travel is $568 per person, double occupancy. And you can learn more about this by getting a hold of Cheryl Echeverria, who is president of the Travel and Tourism Division. Her telephone number is 631-456-5394. Since we had our last presidential release, a number of activities have occurred in the National Federation of the Blind. For example, there was a student who was denied the opportunity to participate on a college campus in New Jersey. This happened at Atlantic Cape Community College. The student was told that that student could step onto the campus only if that student had somebody to accompany that student who was sighted and who could take charge in case of any emergency. In other words, this person had to have a keeper. Well, we're not prepared to have keepers for blind people, and we said we're coming onto the campus whether you like it or you don't. It's a public place, and we don't have to have people to supervise us. We can supervise ourselves. And we conducted a public protest of the Atlantic Cape Community College, and it got on television, no less. I think we're going to have a settlement with the Atlantic Cape Community College. It is an astonishing thing. They don't have accessible materials on campus, and they won't even let blind students walk around, or they didn't used to. Now, I think things are changing there, and the likelihood is we're going to have a good deal of difference. We have also conducted the Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium this year once again. This brings together the brightest scholars in the area of civil rights for disabled individuals, and disability rights is coming to be a recognized area in the law, so much so that the American Bar Association conducted a disability rights symposium on law out on the West Coast along about the same time we were conducting our own. And some people said, well, if they conduct one, that means we'll have fewer participants in the one that we conduct here on the East Coast, and that may be so. But we have caused it to occur because we've helped to bring disability rights into the area of recognition within the law, and so even though there is now another one in competition with the one we've been conducting, I take some credit for each of them. Of course, we have put together the Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium, but I have to say that we have also helped to cause these others that are much like the ones we do to occur. It is a good thing that disability law is being recognized. As this presidential release is being made, we are having a meeting of the Scholarship Committee. We're going to be having, once again this year at our national convention, 30 participants in the convention who are scholarship winners. And, of course, once again, we have to decide who they're going to be. So we have a very competent scholarship committee meeting here at our National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute building in Baltimore, preparing for the national convention. And I must say that we're getting close to the end of the preparation period for national convention, or at least for part of it. The agenda will be done fairly soon, and we will know what kinds of programs we're going to be conducting at the national convention. We'll try to put the agenda together and have it available either on the 1st of June or shortly thereafter, so you can look on the website and find out what the agenda is going to be. Gabe Cazares out of Texas says, "Fellow Federationists, I encourage you to continue composing, recording, and submitting your entries to the National Federation of the Blind New Song Project. The collaborators of the winning song, which will be selected by our membership, will receive a complimentary banquet ticket and registration to our 75th anniversary convention. Also, the lyrics to the winning song will be printed in our 2015 anniversary program. This is an opportunity to have a significant impact on the history of the National Federation of the Blind in a significant way. You can show the world that we can live the life we want. Don't miss the deadline. For submitting a song is July 13, 2014. For more information or to ask questions, please get a hold of Gabe Cazares. You can get him at gcazares@nfbtx.org, says Gabe Cazares. I look forward to the songs myself. I remember the last song contest we had. I believe it was in 1969. Tom Bickford, I believe, managed that one. Larry Ball from Florida says that the jokes have been a little weak lately, and here are some that he offers. A will is a dead giveaway. Or, acupuncture is a jab well done. Or, why is the schoolyard larger at recess? Because there are more feet in it. Or, a professor discovered that his theory about earthquakes was on shaky ground.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.